So we are hosting a new student orientation this Saturday, and it's for new students to Front Range. And it is available to students who are at the different points in their college career, whether they're brand new to college or they're kind of started coming back to get back on track. And we have students are able to come, and if they're able to RSVP, even better. You should check your student email. You probably have something in there if you're new to Front Range. But you're able to at 9 o'clock is a mixer where some faculty will be available for students to get to know, and they have some games and kind of like breaking the ice. And then we have some presentations to talk about paying for college, because there's always a question about that, and how to feel safe on campus and to take care of yourself. And that's FRCC Essentials at 10 o'clock. And at 11, our presentations on TRIO Student Support Services and really getting to know your strengths as a student coming to college. And then there is an opportunity to take a tour of campus throughout the event of New Student Orientation, as well as to stop by different resource tables, such as TRIO Student Support Services and the COSE Grant, to kind of learn more of how we can support you. And that's at the Boulder County campus in Longmont. And again, if you drop in, just say, Becky said I could go. But again, check your student email if you're a new student to Front Range to get the information to RSVP.
I'm speaking with Becky Chavez from Front Range Community College. The last question I have for you is about the LEADS program that you have. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, so here at the Boulder County campus in Longmont, we have the Latinx Excellence Achievement and Development Scholars Program. And we've graduated 8 cohorts of students, and those who participate in the program are able to receive a $1,000 scholarship for completing the program. It's divided between the fall semester and the spring semester, but we really encourage students to utilize or see their experiences as an asset into strengthening their leadership skills. And so we work with students who identify as Latinx. We've had students who are right out of high school and adult students coming together. So it's wonderful to see the generations learn from one another. But we partner with folks throughout Front Range Community College, and we make sure to bring in community partners so our students can see other Latinos in Boulder County as leaders in their community. We've had County Commissioner Marta Lochiman come in, Carmen Ramirez from the city of Longmont. We have had folks come in from CU Boulder to facilitate sessions, and from the others from the city of Longmont, to really create a community around our students so that they can see what they can do and become. And it's just amazing for them to really learn their story and to see how powerful their story is in connecting with other people, whether it's within their cohort or with other students at the college or with their professors or with community leaders. And so it's a number of the students, like I said, who've come back to Front Range to work for us have participated in this program. And it's a cycle of beauty and joy, and it's probably one of the things I'm most proud of that we've created here at our campus.
Fantastic. Final question. Why education is so needed today more than ever?
I think higher education gives folks experience, skills, and trainings that can't be taken away from them. It opens up a lot of doors of opportunity that maybe we're not always open to them. And we've seen whole families come through Front Range, parents with their kids come, and then their parents come, or aunts and uncles. And it's changing not only the lives of the students, but future generations to come. And it's also where students are able to, and I feel especially at community college, because our classes are smaller and our community is smaller, that students are able to find their voice and to be in a place and space where they realize their potential and somebody is taking the time to invest in them. And they become self-advocates for themselves and then for others. And so it's a place that in higher education is just a unique place where you have so many people from different generations and backgrounds who are there for you. We're here for the students. We don't do this work because we're going to make $1 million. We do this work because we want to be a part and have the honor of being the part of our students' lives and seeing them be successful and walking across the stage, whether it's because they've completed a certificate or because they've completed an associate's degree, and listening to them speak at commencement and share their story to inspire others. So I think education is just beautiful.
It is essential, I will say. Thank you so much again, Becky Chavez, for your time today. Becky Chavez with Front Range Community College, telling us about how you can access higher education at a lower cost, even free, if you are able to apply and to qualify. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.